speaking on this program is Brother Kevin Key.
Why is it said in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 6 that Jesus came by water and blood? Please explain. Let's turn to the context of Scripture. In 1 John chapter 5. In verse 1 he says, whoever believes that Jesus is the Son of is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves Him, who begot also loves Him, who is begotten of Him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. He is speaking about the way in which you and I are able to distinguish as to if we are indeed counted as a part of God's eternal family. We understand that we must be born into the family. That's also in the context. He identifies in beginning in verse 6 and following a testimony or witnesses that will attribute to our understanding as to if we are children of God. He begins in verse 7 and saying, this is He who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not only by water, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. If you note the context of Scripture here, I believe that the water refers to the baptism of Christ, and then the blood would speak in regard to His death at Calvary's cross. In doing that, what does He cover? I believe that He covers the very beginning stages of the ministry of Christ, and then the ending stage of the life and teachings of our Lord. Well, why does He do that? Well, again, in the context, He's saying that Christ serves as a witness as to if we are children of God. And if we are able to identify with Him from the very beginning of His life to the very end of His ministry, then we understand that we are children of God. Well, how is it then that we would fit into all of that? Good people, it was at the Jordan that His work began, and it was at the cross that His work finished. Christians contact His blood in baptism, and therefore we know that we begin a relationship with the Lord. Also, though, God has given us the Lord's Supper. It's a time of memorial wherein that we commemorate what it is that Christ did for each and every one of us at Calvary's cross. We do that upon the first day of the week, helping us then not only to reflect upon what the Lord went through on our behalf, but also helping us then to identify if we are truly walking as true children of God. The next question. In what way did the Jewish leaders commit the greater sin? Or are there different levels of sin? This is taken from, turn with me to John chapter 19. And verse 11. John 19 and verse 11. Jesus answered, you could have no power at all against me unless it had been given you from above. Therefore, the one who delivered me to you has the greater sin. In the immediate context, as one might read that, it would appear as if one sin would be greater than the other in the sight of God. Hence, if that's the case, then one sin might be more condemnable than another. Is that the way that God truly works? Absolutely not. Pilate acted in ignorance whenever he gave Jesus over to be crucified. He was a Gentile. Did he understand various aspects of the law? I think probably he did. Why? Because he dealt with the Jews time and time again and would have had various angles of their law, as well as their understanding concerning the coming of the Messiah, explained to him. Yet at the same time, he was not a Jew. He had not studied Judaism. I do not find any indication in Scripture where he would have. And hence, when he sent Christ to be crucified, he is acting, if you would, in ignorance in comparison to the Jews. The high priest and the Sanhedrin were of a different nature. In this, they were more knowledgeable of God's divine will. They should have been. Why? Because they were Jew. They've been reared in Judaism. They've been taught these things from the time in which they were young, or at least parts of it. In that, many of them had studied at greater levels. We even know concerning the Apostle Paul that he studied at the feet of Gamaliel. Why? Because he wanted to know fuller things in regard to what God expected man to do. Think in regard to the law of Christ. As we think about the Old Testament, why was it given? According to Galatians chapter 3 and verse 19, it was given because of transgression, to identify sin as well as how that God sees sin, to see the enormity of sin. That's a purpose of the law. But also Galatians chapter 3 and verse 24 says is that the law was given as a tutor to lead them to Christ. And I say them because he's speaking in the context of the Jews. The Jews should have taken the law of God and understood concerning the law of Moses is that everything about it pointed to the coming of the Messiah. And therefore, whenever they crucified Christ, they crucified Him with knowledge different than when Pilate handed Him over to be crucified. These men sinned against a greater life than Pilate, making them guilty of the greater sin. I want to draw your attention, though, to what is also implied, I believe, from John chapter 19 and verse 11. It does not say that Pilate had not committed sin. But rather, it says that these individuals who had delivered Him over had committed the greater sin. So what had Pilate done in his actions? He still sinned, even though he did it in ignorance. And as a result of that, then he will stand accountable before God because of the sin that was in his life. Not only this sin, but even other sins.